Title 45, Subtitle A, Subchapter B, Part 155, Subpart E, Section 155.
This arcane, dense legal language is what a federal regulation sounds like. This one is the federal rule by the Health and Human Services Department that led to tomorrow's opening of state health insurance exchanges and the lead-up to the individual mandate for health insurance as required by the Affordable Care Act, health reform, Obamacare. Come January 1st, most Americans will be required to have health insurance or face a small tax. In its decision to uphold the law, the Supreme Court called it a tax if one does not get health insurance and they are required to have it come January. But first tomorrow, October 1st, that's when open enrollment begins. State health insurance exchanges open for business. Several of those exchanges, though, despite their names, like the one here in Florida, are not actually operated by the state. Instead, Florida, like 35 other states, have outsourced running the state exchanges to the federal government.
The initial open enrollment period begins October 1st, 2013, and extends through March 31st, 2014.
So what has been come to be known as Obamacare gets its first big market test 3.5 years after the Obama administration got the bill into law.
This is a historic day.
Today, after almost a century of trying, today, after over a year of debate, today, after all the votes have been tallied, health insurance reform becomes law in the United States of America.
My name is Edward Escobar. I don't have health insurance currently, and I don't plan to get health insurance once the mandate is issued.
Hi, I'm Kwame Livingston. I do not have health insurance right now. It became expensive, and I don't really use it, even though I know I need to have it.
My name is Jersey Garcia, and I live in Pembroke Pines, Florida, and I do not have health insurance.
Eddie Escobar, Kwame Livingston, and Jersey Garcia, three of the so-called Invincibles, a trio of young adults, presumably healthy, living in South Florida today without health insurance. These are just three of the people the Affordable Care Act hopes to attract to buy health insurance coverage, and three of the people the insurance companies hope to sign up in order to broaden out the risk of insuring older and sicker people. Now, the law's strategy is to require health insurance, the so-called individual mandate, make most Americans have to have health insurance or tax them if they don't. For Eddie Escobar, the tax he would have to pay in the new year if he doesn't have insurance by January is just not enough for him to pay for protection today.
I try and live as healthy a lifestyle as I can, and that also comes into my mind when making a decision. Obviously, emergencies are things we can't control, but I would work something out with the hospital afterwards, you know, if it's something where, you know, I'm in a car accident or something and they have to put a leg back in place and they can send me the bill and then, you know, I'll negotiate with them. I don't think it's, I also don't think it's right for people who are stuck in an emergency type situation to be taken advantage of by hospitals.
Escobar figures the money he'll save by not buying health insurance is better spent investing in his business. He's a realtor. Despite his bet to not get insurance and that he will stay healthy, Escobar is not opposed to the law.
It's because the alternative to the Affordable Care Act would have been absolutely nothing. And we've been in the same boat. My dad has always had high blood pressure, not to a point where he has to take medication, but it's always been elevated. And, you know, because of that quote-unquote pre-existing condition, you would not be able to get health care without the ACA.
You hear a lot of that, talk with people about health insurance. Sure, you hear plenty about politics, but you also hear the personal stories about having or not having health insurance.
Not having health insurance has brought a lot of anxiety in my life.
That's Jersey Garcia from Pembroke Pines. She's a single mom. She lost one of her jobs in February and has gone without health care coverage for herself since April.
Now I have the added stress and fear of getting sick or in an accident that will require that I go to the emergency room. So I'm already paying mortgage, a car loan, student loans, and adding any additional loan payments because of a medical bill will really tip me over. So I know that this has just caused a lot of stress to me.
That's the balancing act here, right? Finding a health insurance plan at the right price with the right coverage that takes away the risk of facing the possibility of a big health insurance bill, but yet doesn't break the bank every month. Kwame Livingston puts it this way.
It's a cross between knowing that I have to spend $350 for something that I really would need and the fact that I never use it. But with the looming cloud of the fact that, hey, you know, if something happens, it's going to put you out a whole lot more.
Yeah. Livingston has a job. He's a freelance web designer, meaning he has no choice but to shop for health insurance on the individual market. So he works for himself, and he knows he's taking a risk by not having health insurance coverage.
I am a lot more aware, you know, I'm taking vitamins, and, you know, I don't want to get sick. I know that it will change my financial life if I ever get sick, you know.
Kwame Livingston, Jersey Garcia, and Eddie Escobar, three people among the hundreds of thousands in the Sunshine Economy without health insurance today on the eve of Obamacare.